Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk about the hot girl walk. What is the hot girl walk? There's all kinds of fitness challenges, workout routines, and exercising going on every day. We're reminded about society telling us that we've got to go to the gym. It's important to our life and our health and our wellness. It is, but during the pandemic, it was no longer an option to go to the gym. We had to find more ways to be fit, and I think the hot girl walk is an excellent thing for you to incorporate into your daily regimens. There's a TikToker, her name's Mia Lind, who reportedly began walking as part of her daily routine during the pandemic, and as simple as this sounds, this hot girl walk can really be a way to get offline and mentally decompress. And today on the podcast, let's talk about it. So to put it straightforwardly, what's a hot girl walk? A hot girl walk is a daily 4-mile walk. It's done either outside or on a treadmill while listening to an inspirational podcast or a motivating song playlist. And Lind explains in her TikToks that this is her way of rebranding a simple walking exercise to take away the stigmas of walking, something that only old people do, and turn it into something that all of us need to do for just, not just physical health, but mental health. And this hashtag, Hot Girl Walk, has gotten 451 million views on TikTok. It's not about weight loss. It's not really about exercise. It's about internal transformation. And the goal is to get yourself into patterns of positive thinking. And this is so important. Every day we wake up and our inner girl voice tells us in the mirror that we look tired, we look crappy, we look jowly, we look, you know, like we could be doing better. But very rarely do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you're doing great. You don't do that affirmation every single day. But imagine if you did. Waking up to a hot girl walk is a very nice way to make you manifest positivity in your life. So first, set a goal of walking 2 to 4 miles daily for about an hour, 30 minutes, an hour, it doesn't really matter. Then pick your inspiring podcast playlist, either music or a podcast, or even to talk to someone who motivates you. During your walk, Mia Lind, the TikToker, says there's only 3 things you're allowed to think about. Number one, this is almost a form of meditation because you have to shut other things out of your head. Number one, what are you grateful for? Number two, your goals and how you're going to achieve them. And number three, how hot you are. And not just hot, like sexy, physically hot, but also just like how amazing you are. Avoid thinking about past drama, conflict, situations in your life. If you plan to get, you know, motivated to get more muscles, to get more physical strength, put on some leg weights, pump those arms up and down, do some uphill hiking. If you begin to think negative thoughts, Lind recommends turning up the volume to drown them out with whatever you're listening to. And when your walk ends, you have to commit to carrying that positive energy throughout the rest of the day. And so this really truly is like a form of meditation, motivation meditation. This is important to shut out other thoughts that creep in of the things you need to do, the shopping list, the errands you have to run, the workload that you have on your plate. Walking gives you stronger bones. It promotes vitamin D production. It helps you maintain your blood pressure, reduces your risk of heart disease, increases your mobility. In 2014, a study was done that showed that walking had similar benefits to running when it comes to reducing hypertension and high cholesterol and diabetes. So you don't just have to be a runner. The actual physical walk is beneficial. Love the idea of walking after a meal. Did you know your sugar and glucose metabolism improves so much when you walk after a meal? In 2022, a study showed that even walking for a short, brisk period of time helped to slow down the biological aging process. So as we said, this hot girl walk goes way beyond physical training. It's also about mental health and self-esteem. And the mental benefits include reduced stress and anxiety, less negativity and unhealthy thought patterns, and improving your self-confidence and your self-image. And, you know, half of people, 50% of people between the age of 18 to 24 struggle with mental health and worry about body image. So by pushing these positive affirmations, you can rewire your brain to think about your life and your body more kindly. And thanks to TikTok, there's tons of videos swirling around with users showing off their outfits and feeling themselves during their walks. You don't have to be wearing skimpy yoga outfits. You can wear whatever you want. But remember, the goal is less about looking hot and more about feeling hot. That's right. Women, men, we have to redefine what it means to be hot. It means to be proud. It means to be confident. It means that you become a human being who's self-worthy. And ask yourself, what does feeling hot mean to you? Being strong, being healthy, having the ability to overcome challenges, and be flexible. You don't necessarily have to walk the entire 4 miles. Kudos to you if you do. I'll take 2 miles. But just take inspiration from this trend and create a routine that works for you. And I love the idea of listening to a podcast while you walk. It's become something that has taught me so much. I listen to podcasts on biohacking, on marketing, on business, on motivation. I'm so in love with podcasts. And I think it's such a great venue to learn more. We're such visual consumers. We get tired of flipping through images on the phone and emails. And then when you're doing laundry and walking the dog and walking yourself on your hot girl walk, you can listen to a podcast. And if going outside is not your thing, do it on the treadmill. Still practice positive thinking. Practice saying one thing positive to yourself, even something small. And you don't have to be alone. Find a friend who encourages you to be your best self and go for your hot girl walks together. Hot girl summer is almost over. In many places in the world, it is over. It's time for a cozy girl winter. So bundle up, stay positive, and everyone, motivate internally. This is not about being sexy on the outside. This is being the best version of you who's strong and resilient on the inside. That's it for now. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. We'll see you on Tuesday for a longer podcast. Love you so much, everyone. Stay beautiful. Enjoy your cozy girl winter. And do your hot girl walking.